John Clayton is our senior Broncos writer for DenverFan.com, and he joins us now. And John, I'm looking at your most recent article. Disgruntled QBs are clamoring to come to the Broncos. Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson. Why?
Well, I mean, I think it's a good situation, and it's one of the few teams right now still looking for quarterbacks, but I kind of find it fascinating because, I mean, look at the defense, and the defense looks to be really good, particularly in the secondary. That has a chance to go, and I think that you can look at the fact that, you know, you've got John Elway, who, you know, pretty much runs the team, and of course, any quarterback, knowing that you have a Hall of Fame quarterback running things, like said, we saw that with Peyton Manning. You know, Aaron certainly wants to be out of Green Bay. And, you know, Denver is a great option for him because his fiance is over in Boulder, Colorado. I mean, it's the sixth best, according to Pro Football Focus, pass catching core in the National Football League after finishing last year 30th with a performance. But now for talent, it's sixth. And, you know, good defense, you name it. And now we saw Kareem Jackson yesterday on a podcast saying that, you know, he's been talking to Watson for several weeks. And all Watson talks about is trying to come to the Broncos.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll be interesting to see exactly what goes down with Watson. Any news, any new kind of information on the pending cases and what the process with the NFL is, because we've seen them kind of shuffle their feet until, you know, the legal process takes its place, and then all of a sudden, you know, slap an extra 8 games on Antonio Brown or whatever it is. So, like, any new information in that case?
Absolutely none. And I don't know if there's going to be any, because other than the league making some kind of decision whether they're going to put him on the exempt list, which could be a 6-game suspension or whatever, I mean, his case is just stalled right now. He's got 22 lawsuits against him. He's not even going to be deposed until February 22nd of next year. So it's like, you know, you're not even going to get a statement from him on the cases going legally. So the cases are just, you know, up and hold until sometime maybe in the middle of next year, which is going to be crazy in the standpoint. But no, absolutely no news. And the only thing that we know is that you know, he got a little bit of a savings because the David Culley, the coach, ended up wiping out minicamp next week because he was happy what he saw from the OTAs. And now Watson's not going to have to be fined $93,000 for not attending a minicamp that he doesn't want to go to.
Yeah, that whole Texan story is a whole other story.
Oh,
I'm curious, based on the way that you have followed this league, what do you think the league's response would be? And you just said something interesting. If he tries to go through the legal process, it could be until next February.
Yeah.
What if he just cuts, you know, 15 checks or something, and there's just a bunch of settlements? What do you think the NFL's response to that would be in regards to letting him play?
I would have to think that they would give him, if he's going to be settling up and admitting he did all these things, then I think they have to give him some kind of a suspension, whether it's going to be 4 games, 6 games. They're not going to suspend him for the whole season, but, no, there's got to be something there, because if he does settle, and again, 15 checks isn't going to make it. It's got to be 22, because he's got 22 lawsuits going against him. My big question right now, and I certainly don't know the answer, how is Bronco ownership in the idea of picking up Watson? Because, you know, you've got, you know, Bolin kids that are going to be making the decision on this, and are they going to endorse Watson with the lawsuits and everything else against him?
And nobody does, and we talked about it earlier about that answer. I'm seeing that Tremaine Brock, the cornerback from the ex-cornerback from Minnesota, is signing here in Denver too. I mean, they are like, one of the things that you know about this league as you cover it is you can't have enough quality DBs. And it looks like George Payton, who's running the show as the general manager now, not only covets his Minnesota players, but also covets that back end of the secondary.
Yeah, no doubt. And, of course, I mean, the guys that are signing right now are all coming in for the minimum salary. So it's like it's not like there's any risk in bringing somebody in unless he gets hurt. But, no, it's like that's – and, you know, one thing that you know – what. Where George came from in Minnesota, they were pretty deep in the secondary, except for last year, where they just got too young. I mean, what did I think they drafted three cornerbacks, and they really struggled because they didn't have enough experience on the field. But, I mean, you look at the secondary for the Broncos, and it's like, wow, what's going on? There's just so much.
Hey, real quick, John, I just want to go back to something else you said kind of piqued my interest. You said, yeah, you know, John Elway's still kind of running the show. You think John Elway's still running the show here, or is it George Payton?
Well, I mean, George Payton's running personnel. There's no question about that. I think you can see that. And then, naturally, I'm sure he has to go to John just to keep him informed on what's going on. I mean, you know, Elway still runs the organization, he and Joe Ellis, but George Payton's, I think, 100% in charge of all the personnel decisions, and I think he's done a great job.
Yeah, you know, I think so as well, John. I think that they are going in that direction to, you know, to build this roster. It'll be really interesting. And, you know, last thing for me, just the Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Locke, I know there's kind of a battle going on. At what point in your history of covering this league, which you've done since, Lord have, I don't know, since your Pittsburgh days, forever, but at what point do you need to have that determined as you go into the season, who that starting quarterback should be?
I mean, I think you can wait until the third preseason game, because I think you need to see how they do in those games just to kind of go at it. Because again, it's like whatever we're seeing right now in the OTAs, you know, it's still watered down from what you can see during the normal OTAs, because, you know, there's less time on the field and all those different things. But no, I think you just have an open competition, see how it goes. And then sometime by late August, you make the decision. You got a 2-week period before the start of the season, and then you go with the guy that you think is the best.
All right, John, as always, great stuff. Enjoy reading the column at DenverFan.com. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks.
There he goes, John Clayton. Check him out and all of our great contributors at DenverFan.com.